Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. President Donald Trump's administration is warning today of no guaranteed back pay for federal workers during a government shutdown, reversing what has been a longstanding policy for furloughed employees. This move could affect just over 18,000 federal civilian employees working in Minnesota. This figure excludes uniformed military personnel, federal contractors, and U.S. Postal Service workers. Now, if you include all federal jobs, civilian and otherwise, the broader estimate would be closer to 33,600 federal jobs in Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz wants to call a special session to have all lawmakers vote and state their position on an assault weapon ban in Minnesota. DFL Senator Jen McEwen says that way the people of Minnesota will know where all elected officials stand on the issue.
Even if we take the vote and it doesn't go the way that I'd like to see it go, I like to see the public informed about where their elected officials come down. I mean, when the rubber hits the road and they got to take the vote, how are they going to come down?
Republicans have countered and would like to see a full special session with committee and public hearings, giving more people the chance to be heard. Sartell police have identified the boy critically injured in a recent bike crash. 12-year-old Raghav Shrestha of Sartell remains in critical condition and on life support at Hennepin County Medical Center. Despite wearing a helmet, Shrestha suffered a severe head injury that reportedly led to cardiac arrest at the scene. His family has given police permission to release his name and condition to keep friends and the community informed. Shrestha is a seventh grade student at Sartell St. Stephen Middle School. According to the police department, the crash happened around 7:50 Sunday night. He was riding his bike down Muskie Hill when he lost control and crashed near the bottom. In other headlines, the U.S. Postal Service is launching an internal investigation into delayed deliveries of the new Prague Times following pressure from Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig. Craig had demanded answers from USPS leadership after reports that subscribers weren't receiving their papers on time. Craig says she'll keep pushing to ensure timely delivery of local journalism, calling it vital to democracy. USPS confirmed plans for a new post office in New Prague with a grand opening expected in September of 2026. Fire Prevention Week sparks a statewide push for wildfire education in Minnesota. Karen Harrison is with the DNR.
Fall is a big time for wildfires as well, so it's a great time for us to help educate people in Minnesota about why it's important to think about wildfire prevention when you're out enjoying, you know, the beautiful fall weather.
This is MNN.